In 2008, more than 60% of Colorado's Hispanic electorate voted for Barack Obama, who campaigned on a platform that included an overhaul to the country's immigration system. But 4 years on, it's anybody's guess whether Latinos will mobilize again for Democrats, though it is clear there's a growing faction of disgruntlement within the voting bloc.
Yeah, we thought we were going to be the only ones, too.
This was on display outside one of President Obama's recent campaign stops in Denver, where Rosalinda Lozano joined a small protest staged by the new group Colorado Hispanic Republicans.
They don't care about the immigrant. They keep using that issue so that they can draw us in and do whatever they want with us so that we don't pay attention to the other issues.
A stay-at-home mom from Parker, Lozano said Democrats have used immigration as a wedge issue when the economy is more important. Unemployment among Colorado's Latino community is higher than the state average, 11.5% according to the latest available figures, and Republicans hope to capitalize on this come November. To that end, the state party and the Romney campaign staged a Hispanic small business roundtable this week in the swing voting district of Jefferson County.
I was looking for President Obama, but I don't see an empty chair around.
Edgar Antian, chair of the Romney campaign's Hispanic outreach effort in nearby Adams County, said Mr. Obama promised immigration reform and didn't deliver.
A few months before the election, he decides that he remembers us again.
Antian is referring to the Obama administration's recent relaxing of deportation policies for some illegal immigrants who have recently graduated high school here. That came after the so-called DREAM Act that would have given in-state college tuition to many children of illegal immigrant parents stalled in the gridlocked Congress in 2010. Another panelist, Idaho Congressman Raul Labrador, was more forthright.
Democrats love to pander to the Hispanic community, but they have absolutely no solutions for the Hispanic communities. If you think about it, it was Bush who was trying to do immigration reform, and I think it's going to be Mitt Romney who will actually solve the problem that we have, which is one of the most important issues that we can solve in the next 4 years.
But most Republicans, Mitt Romney included, don't support providing tuition breaks for illegal immigrants. Romney has also said he supports the completion of a high-tech border fence and an E-Verify system for employers. So even if immigration isn't the main campaign issue this year, it still poses problems for Republicans' efforts to court Latinos.
Yo estoy aquí platicando con gente sobre los beneficios de la reforma de salud del presidente Obama.
Hoping to capitalize on Mitt Romney's recent hardline tone on immigration and also worried about projections of lackluster turnout, Democrats have blitzed Colorado's airwaves with ads in Spanish touting the president's education and health care policies.
Me llamo Daniela Urbina y soy organizadora para el presidente Obama aquí en Denver.
Well, it takes two to tango.
Reached outside the Time Warner Cable Arena in Charlotte this week, State Representative Dan Pabone said the president has steadily pushed for the DREAM Act and a broader immigration overhaul in his first term.
Every time the president has a proposal that's going to help hundreds of thousands, if not millions, of Americans who are Hispanic as well, and the Congress says absolutely not.
Back at the Small Business Forum, Eleanor Carrillo, a retired teacher from Adams County, agrees the immigration issue is a tough one for Republicans, even as deportations have gone up during the Obama administration.
And they live here, they pay taxes, and like anybody else, but yet, when it comes down to helping them, there's nothing there.
Carrillo thinks the president waited too long to act on immigration, and she plans to vote for Mitt Romney because she says his business experience will help bring jobs to Colorado.
The economy, because gas prices, food prices, everything's going up, and we see no relief in sight.
Republicans haven't won a majority of the Latino vote in the U.S. for some four decades. Hispanics now account for close to 10% of the state's electorate, even though they make up 20% of Colorado's population. Those on both sides of the aisle say the race could come down to whichever party does a better job registering voters. For KUNC, I'm Kirk Sigler.